So to kind of set the stage, I wanted to start with sort of the initial standpoint. So first thing is that there are different objectives between the CNI space and the utility space. And how does that really work? Well, from the utility side, maybe California being accepted, a lot of the utilities were resistant to the idea of renewable portfolio standards. So you kind of have a very begrudging customer, if you will, that would prefer not to be in some of these transactions, especially to the extent that power purchase agreements are the preferred approach. The CNI space is all doing this of their own volition. So this is all driven by sustainability goals, and it's driven by very much a consensus-driven approach between the individual stakeholders and the corporation. So that's both good and bad, and I'll explain how it's good and bad right here, which is the RPS, very well defined, statutory. You can look at the legislation, the regulation, the bills, kind of get a really good sense of what qualifies. Unfortunately, in the CNI space, I think one of the challenges we find with a lot of the suppliers that we have on the other side is our world is a little bit murkier, and it would seem like that would be good. Like, we don't have regulators to go to, for instance, or we don't have legislators to explain what we're doing. All that being said, it actually requires a lot more buy-in from various stakeholders within the corporation as to how we're doing it and why we're doing it. And those people tend to not have the same kind of backgrounds that you would have with regulators and even sometimes legislators who have energy backgrounds. So getting people bought into the notion of what green looks like and what clean and renewable energy looks like, I mean, some of the base level conversations of does hydro qualify? Do you look at the state, for instance, for guidance? Are there going to be limitations around how you do it? All of those things end up being questions of very much initial impression every single time you go into a jurisdiction. And some of that's going to be driven based on what jurisdiction you're going into.